Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Can you even believe it? Friday, May 26th, 2023. Time is certainly flying by. And the unstoppable force, meaning the immovable object, the unstoppable force being the awakening of the planet, the citizens of this planet, the citizens of the United States of America, all the lies we've been told, all the corruption we've been forced to endure. The awakening is on, but the immovable object being the globalists, as we call them, the one world corporate government, the World Health Organization, the UN, the U.S. government, and its agents committed to collapsing the U.S. into a one-world government. You see it with the open borders. You see it with the Biden administration saying, yes, the World Health Organization can have a say over health protocols in the country. So it's the unstoppable force, the awakening of humanity, versus the immovable object, the plan to enslave humanity and conquer the planet. That's the epic that we are in. And so everything you will see today is a result of that paradigm, of that phenomenon being revealed in real time. Now, there's an old saying. I hate to say I told you so. And it kind of has a new meaning to me when I see stuff like this. The Heritage Foundation has exposed that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, has an anti-terrorism program that's been weaponized against conservatives. 80 grants, 40 million taxpayer dollars later. And here's a look at how Joe Biden and Secretary Mayorkas are outsourcing their efforts to conflate conservatives with terrorists. And so it's an I hate to say I told you so moment. And I thought I liked being right all the time. I hate being right about this. I hate that we were totally right, that InfoWars is totally vindicated, that the U.S. government is being weaponized against you. And, of course, they even have InfoWars on this list, as well as other groups like Breitbart. But then there's the old twist. There's the old lie, as they have a bunch of Nazi symbolism, Nazi logos. Some of them are which still are embraced by the Ukrainian armies in eastern Ukraine, like the Azov Battalion, the Black Sun logo, and so much more. But it's frustrating. Those are leftists. Socialism is a leftist ideology. Why do I still have to sit here as an anti-socialist and respond to labels that somehow Nazism is a right-wing value? It's not. Socialism is a left-wing value. The National Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler were the National Socialist Workers' Party. Does that sound like right-wing or left-wing to you? Socialism is a left-wing ideology, but of course they put that at the top of the pyramid of far-right radicalization. So they take the worst of what the left is, with the murderous, blood-drenched, socialist, communist regimes of the 20th century, they take the worst of what the left has to represent, and they say, nope, that's you on the right. No, it is actually us on the right that defeated the Nazis. See?
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here we are on this Friday, May 26, 2023 edition of The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Still on the air. Thank you, God. Thank you to the audience. We are still here fighting tyranny every day, fighting the fake news, the lies, the propaganda aimed against you, targeted at you. They thought we'd be off air by now. They thought they could silence us by now, but they haven't. So now they've ratcheted up with the U.S. government and the American left. They have ratcheted up their attacks on the U.S. citizens. They have ratcheted up their political persecution. They're at a bit of a stalemate on the censorship issue right now with Elon Musk taking over Twitter. But believe me, as we get closer to the 2024 election, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the political persecution will be ramped up and the censorship will be ramped up. This time, I think the American citizens are more aware of what to be ready for, what to be cautious of. And if they start rolling out the censorship again and the political persecution again, they will just continue to further expose themselves as the evildoers in this country. That being the corruption at the FBI, at the DOJ, the Biden administration, and everything else down the line. Now, we're going to be talking more on that subject with Viva Free from the Viva Free and Barnes podcast. So, attorney Viva Free is going to be joining me to discuss that as well as some other things. Viva Fry, thank you. Thank you, crew. Apologize to Viva. Now, one of the big stories this week, to me, there's two big stories this week. And I was thinking about just taking calls and asking you, what do you think is the big story once I get rid of all this news on my desk? The clear-cut corruption with the FBI and the Durham report, and it's like seemingly nothing can get done. And we just have to sit here and accept that the FBI is totally corrupt, our government's totally corrupt, and it can be weaponized against you, and you have no recourse, you're doomed. With the DHS, the DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS, all running cover, all caught, all on record, dozens of whistleblowers. We've heard from, I think, 7 whistleblowers on this. Folks, there might be 100. A lot of these whistleblowers that are coming forward to members of Congress don't want to be known. They fear for their lives, literally. They are scared for their lives about being a whistleblower, calling out the corruption from the Biden crime family, calling out the corruption at the FBI, the IRS, what have you. I expect there to be more whistleblowers. I expect more people to go public. Sadly, I'm not sure what I expect from Republicans in Congress as far as doing the right thing or stopping all of this. Because they play this game of playing by the rules. And they still don't realize that playing by the rules is what loses, because the Democrats and the corruption in the federal government, they don't play by the rules. So you're sitting here playing by the rules. They're not. You're sitting here shooting free throws from the free throw line. They're walking up, putting up layups. You're saying, hey, that's not a free throw. You're supposed to be at the line. They're saying, screw you, buddy. I made more baskets than you. Well, yeah, you're shooting layups. I'm shooting free throws. That's not fair. Well, that's your fault. Now, I'm hearing mixed reports on what's going on with the debt negotiations with McCarthy and Biden today. Biden has another flub. He goes to Japan. He calls President Yoon President Loon. Wow, what an embarrassment. What an insult to Japan from our embarrassment, Joe Biden. He does it again. Joe Biden screws up congressman's name and audience during White House event in Rose Garden. So they're protecting this decrepit old corrupt fool. They're protecting the so-called president of the United States that can't even wipe his own ass. And it's him and his son acting as foreign agents illegally, totally being covered up and protected by the FBI, the DOJ, and the IRS. So we'll be talking with Viva Fry about that. Maybe taking your calls on that, as well as the other big story from this week, which has to be the pushback against the sexual propaganda aimed at children. And that's what it is. And look, I'm not going to obsess over messaging on this, because it really doesn't matter. We know what this is about. This isn't about adults consenting to whatever it is they want to do in privacy. This isn't about people that are adults wanting to mutilate their bodies or whatever else they're into sexually. That's not what this is about. So I'm not even going to sit here and respond to the left-wing commentary acting like this is transphobia or homophobia, or that we're even addressing what adults like to do in their free time, in their privacy. That's not what this is about. This is about the children. This is about the sexual propaganda and grooming and abuse of the children by the American left, calling it pride. So I don't even think it's necessary to respond when they just say, you're just transphobic, you're just homophobic. You know that's not true. You know that's not what this is about. You know this is about the children. Stop lying. I don't even feel like we have to address that or really be concerned with the messaging. I think people see through it now. I think they know what's really going on. Especially when you see stories like this. Pride celebration organizers grapple with new Florida laws on drag and transgender rights. So, in other words, people that host pride parades. Now, what is the new Florida law that they're talking about? Well, the new Florida law says you can't do nude or lewd activities in public in front of children, which is not even new laws. They just have to reiterate and relitigate this stuff now, because the American left has turned everything. Like, normally you wouldn't be able to show pornographic images to children in a classroom, but if you say it's LGBTQ+, then it's okay. Normally you wouldn't be able to go up to a child at a library or at a parade or in a restaurant and have a man in a leotard or in a thong with his bulge or his genitals popping out and him sticking his ass in the air in front of children. Normally that would already be illegal. But when you say it's LGBTQ+ or pride, then they are able to get away with it. Well, so DeSantis has just directly addressed this in response to the pride sword and shield that the American left uses to go after children. And so he says, no, if you want to have your pride parades, that's fine. There'll be no nudity and there'll be no lewd content directed at children. And so the pride parade organizers are saying, well, I don't know what we're going to do now. I don't know what we'll do now. Really? So I guess that shows you everything. If they make a rule, you're not allowed to play basketball with a ball. Well, gee, I guess you don't have a game anymore, do you? So when you tell the gay pride parade organizers that you're not allowed to have nudity or lewd actions towards children, that's like the ball in basketball. There's no pride parade now. They don't know what to do. We can't be nude in public? We can't have lewd activity directed towards children? I don't know what we'll do. How are we going to have pride parade without a nudity or lewd actions at children? What will we do? Oh, the bigotry. Oh, the intolerance. Oh, the transphobia, the homophobia. No, I think it's pretty obvious now what's really going on when they set up pride sections in the children's aisle and they have pride toddler apparel. No, let's not be confused. It's directly targeting the children. So, those are the two big news stories this week. We'll have the rest of the news from today on the Alex Jones Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Parade organizers don't know how to respond to new legislation from Ron DeSantis that says you can't have nude or lewd activity in public at your parades, and they're saying, we don't know what to do now. We thought getting nude in the streets and having lewd activity for children, that's what our pride parades were all about. That's like saying you are going to play football without the football. If we can't target children with our nude, lewd activity, we don't have a pride parade. Tells you everything, actually, doesn't it? Now, the focus has been on Target, but there have been some other stories here, too. But, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to say, I'm changing my stance now today. I'm changing my stance now today. I didn't realize how bad it was. As you can see on the screen, look at what conservatives have done to a Target in response to the pride section for kids. Just look at what they did. They went into this Target and they completely destroyed it. White supremacists going around Target to Target and completely destroying it and looting it and leaving it in complete shambles. And so I think it's time for us to really do some self-reflecting here. And I think it's time for us to really look at these images that you see on the screen and realize that this type of activity is unacceptable and should not be promoted or endorsed by anyone. Just look at these white supremacist Christians looting a Target, stealing everything, walking out the front door, bashing in the windows. You can see the damage. You can see the destruction. You can see the chaos. Just look at the white supremacists. Look at the conservative Christians. Look at the Republican voters. And so this is all footage that we're just seeing now for the first time. I can't even believe it. They just walk right into a Target and they just steal anything they want. They walk right into the Target. They light things on fire. It causes the fire alarms to go off and the sprinklers to go off. Then everything in the store gets ruined because of the overflow of water. I mean, just the lack of respect, the lack of decency, the violence, the crime, the criminal activity, the just complete destruction of these stores. Look at these white supremacists. Look at these homophobes. Look at these transphobes as they go into Target to protest Pride Month and they steal everything they want and they light the buildings on fire and they loot it. And so at this point in time, anybody who is not condemning this activity and anybody who is not calling out these white supremacists and anybody who is not calling out these Christian conservatives and their vile, disgusting behavior in response to Pride Month by looting Targets and destroying Targets, smashing their windows, burning their stores to the ground. We have to do some serious self-reflecting here, folks. Look at that white supremacist running out with all that stolen merchandise. And so my mind has obviously been changed, And we cannot condone this type of violence at Target in response to Pride Month. It just, it cannot be had. I mean, just look at this image. Look at what the homophobes have done to Target. Just look at what the conservative Christian Republicans have done to Targets, all because of the Pride section for children. Christian conservatives, Republicans burning Targets to the ground, looting them. Just total chaos, total destruction, total criminal activity. And so, folks, we have to call this out. We have to join the American left in condoning this activity at Target. It's too much. It's violent criminal activity, and it must be stopped in response to the pride displays for kids at Targets. This violence cannot go on. This intolerance cannot go on. Over 100 Targets had to be shut down because of this activity. Here it is again, more white supremacist Christian conservatives in response to the pride section for kids stealing and looting and burning and running rampant. It just must be stopped, folks. It's just too much. Oh, what's that now? I'm sorry. I'm getting some information in my ear here. No, this is not the pride protests that we're witnessing here. This is not conservative Christians and Republicans running in and looting Target and doing smash and grabs and burning Targets to the ground in the middle of the night. Wait, this isn't the pride protest? This isn't conservative Christians upset? This isn't Target boarding up their windows and doors because of the conservatives upset that they're aiming pride propaganda at children? That's not what this is. I'm not watching conservative Christians doing smash and grabs at Target to protest pride. I'm sorry. Wait, what? These are Democrats? Wait a second. But I was told, hold on, these are Democrats here? This is the American left? Wait, you're telling me I'm watching footage of the American left doing smash and grabs at Targets all across the country that resulted in 175 of them closing? Wait a second. You're telling me I'm looking at liberals from Black Lives Matter and Antifa groups doing smash and grabs and looting runs and Targets, completely destroying them? Wait a second. Hold on. But I saw the outrage from the American left because somebody walked into a Target and said they didn't like the pride section for kids. I saw the left's outrage. You're telling me this is how they behave at Target? Wait a second. You're telling me that I am supposed to be listening to these people when it comes to morals and how to protest? Hold on, I'm confused. This can't be. No. Surely I'm being deceived. Surely my eyes are not. This isn't the American left response to something they didn't like that has nothing to even do with Target. Oh my gosh, I've been tricked. I've been had. I can't even. They got one by me. This is the American left destroying Targets. This is the Democrat Party promoted activity destroying Targets. The smash and grabs, the looting, the breaking of the windows, the fires. They said that we were bad because a couple people were upset with the pride section for kids. I thought that was them. Wait, that was the American left? The American left that scolded you because you didn't like a pride section for kids at Target? The American left that scolded you because you filmed the tuck clothing for children? The chest binders for children? The pride for toddlers for children? That was them? They were the ones telling you you're bad? I don't understand. How could this be? The American left? No.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And I'm joined by Viva Fry, great lawyer and show host. The Viva Fry podcast also goes on with Robert Barnes, VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. And Viva, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we can talk about today, but let's deal with the elephant in the room. Let's deal with the big monstrosity that we're all looking at here. We now know for a fact, it's unequivocal, the FBI, the IRS, the DOJ have been running cover and protection for the Biden crime family. It is essentially the sword and the shield of the Democrat Party corruption at this point. multiple whistleblowers, at least seven on record that we know of. My guess is dozens are still behind the wings waiting to go public. Viva, you see this. What goes through your head as a lawyer?
What goes through my head, I think back to what Alex Jones said when he was on for a sidebar on Wednesday night, where he said they use the same tactics over and over again. It's the same play in the playbook over and over again. What's amazing is that it continues to work over and over again. We've in recent memory, in the last, it's now 7 years, 8 years, we've lived through exposing the 2016 Russiagate as a disguised coup, if it was disguised at all. It was a nonviolent coup to unseat an elected president. We now know that that was entirely fabricated by the DNC in collusion with intelligence that was using the media to, you know, leak and launder disinformation to undermine a duly elected president. Come fast forward to 2020, we now know that intelligence knew that the Hunter Biden laptop, which they told the world was, you know, bore the earmarks of Russia disinformation, they had had it in their possession since 2019, knew it was legitimate, knew it was authentic, as they were meeting with big tech social media platforms to censor the truth in advance of the 2020 election. And now we're seeing them handing down sentences in January 6th that, you know, make Putin look equally bad by comparison, 18 years for Rhodes for seditious conspiracy. And now we know that basically they've been working with, or at the very least, to help the Biden family get into power, because I guess, you know, you have to destroy democracy in order to preserve it.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong here, too, because I keep seeing this judge now in the Rhodes case, apparently before he leaves the courtroom, gets a little lecture. Like she's his professor or something in a college course, gives him a lecture on stuff. Is that par for the course? Have you seen this before as a lawyer? Like the judge, like she's at a lectern lecturing students?
I trained in Quebec. I only did civil law, so I have no experience with criminal or federal American cases. But this is what it looks like, at least to me, and you know, other people can disagree if their experience says otherwise. This is like, it's like political activism on the bench, and they've gone from being judges to being, lecturers of sorts. I don't think it's normal. I think what it shows is the deep inherent bias of these judges who are adjudicating in cases where they perceive themselves to have been the victims or the targets. I mean, everything that we're seeing now out of the judicial system from January 6th, you basically have judges who view themselves as having been the target of the insurrection, now adjudicating over and, you know, rendering sentences to the people that they think came to harm them, came to their Capitol Hill to harm them. Like I've talked about with Barnes over and over again on our channel, this should have been venue changed, but you're never going to get that. You're never going to get that because the people determining the change of venue are the ones who want to adjudicate on this. But you have judges, prosecutors, political parties who are emotionally and politically invested in the situation to ensure that a certain political outcome arises so that it can then be weaponized to, as the judge in the Rhodes, I keep getting this up between Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, conviction, saying, you know, this shall serve as a warning to others. It sure will. That you don't even have the right to think, you don't have the right to get angry, and you don't have the right to protest. Because if you protest and they say it's terrorism, you're getting terrorism enhancement and going to jail for a near quarter of a century.
Well, and just to kind of sidestep on this issue and bring it more home, I wish that was the universal message. Well, not necessarily. I just wish anything was consistent, because we know it's not consistent. We see people rioting and looting and engaging in all kinds of criminal activity and getting a pass, or even having it promoted and supported by certain political movements or members of the media. And so let me just ask you this. What kind of similarities do you see with these developments in America between what you saw in Canada with Trudeau going after the truckers and some of the political speech that was being stymied there?
A funny thing is I actually had on a lawyer just the other day where we obviously disagreed politically. And I said, well, I view the people that were being detained for 5 months in pretrial detention in Canada for nonviolent mischief charges, I view them as political prisoners. And the lawyer, who I respect for having come on my channel and had a discussion, says, you know, I don't view them as political prisoners. It's surprising that some protocol was, It's surprising that they were held for so long for nonviolent mischief charges, but I don't view them as political prisoners. And I'm like, well, I think we see the same thing. We're just calling it something different. What we are seeing is the full political ideological capture of all levels of government, law enforcement, and the judicial process, in my humble opinion. And when you have people who are being arrested for protest, because that's all that it was in Canada, and then detained for months on end without getting bail for nonviolent mischief charges, while simultaneously you have a dude who ran his car into four protesters in Winnipeg, released on bail, albeit a lot of bail, but released nonetheless. I mean, what we're seeing in Canada is what we're seeing in the States. You got the Molotov cocktail lawyers out of New York, not only not being sentenced to 18 years, agreeing to a plea deal that the prosecutors then agree to reopen and reduce after they agree to a plea deal. Molotov cocktail throwing lawyers. What you have with January 6th, people who were, some of it might have gotten violent and some of it did get violent. Rhodes, the Oath Keepers, they weren't even on site. No, sorry, they were on site. Didn't bring guns. A seditious conspiracy where, according to the prosecution, their biggest regret was not bringing guns. Well, that's one heck of a seditious conspiracy, terroristic overthrow of the government, to forget weapons with which to do it. But getting the most egregious sentences, whereas simultaneously you have America looking at Russia and saying Putin is an authoritarian autocrat or whatever the word is, a totalitarian dictator for sentencing journalists to jail for 25 years. Well, you know, it's different only by degree, but not by nature. And they are political prisoners. The system has been weaponized to go after wrongthink when it's ideologically and politically convenient, and to forgive it when it's ideologically and politically convenient, as we saw with the Summer of Love, Molotov throwing cocktail lawyers, and the other insurrection or January 6th event, which was to interfere with Trump's inauguration in 2017. Virtually all of the people who protested, rioted, burnt cars, no consequences whatsoever.
No, and in fact, you know, you bring that up, and I think that's the right word here. These are political prisoners. But I was there at Trump's inauguration in January of 2017. I filmed it. I watched the left intentionally blockade the entrances so people couldn't get in. I watched them smash windows in downtown D.C., just random businesses. They just walk by a window, smash it with a hammer. They'd smash random cars, throw Molotov cocktails into cars. There were multiple times, me and my crew, we'd just be standing on the street somewhere, either moving to another location or waiting to film, and then just like 20 feet from us, boom, massive explosion, firework goes right off. And like you said, there was no massive push to punish these groups that were clearly coordinated on that day. I mean, just look at this comparison. Rochester man given 180 days in jail for raping two girls age 4 and 9. 180 days in jail, 4 and 9-year-old girls he raped, but Oath Keepers gets 18 years. I mean, we could do this forever. In the 30 seconds till the break, though, I mean, what kind of messaging do you try to use on your podcast to get people to understand truly how dire this is?
People need to understand that the conspiracies are true. I mean, what people made fun of Alex Jones for a decade ago is true. And now you're seeing it in real time, that it's an outright weaponization of the political system, not for law enforcement and not for justice, but for political retribution, to silence political adversaries and to scare people who might dare speak up into total silence when they're sentencing meme makers to jail.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, way, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You know, I will be in court next month. You keep seeing these cases and these results roll out, folks. Here's another one. Jessica Watkins, Oath Keepers member and Army veteran, sentenced to 8.5 years in prison for role in January 6th. I don't know, Viva. I guess our biggest mistake here, I guess the biggest mistake for these individuals was they should have joined Black Lives Matter and burned and looted a Target. They should have joined Antifa and just done random violence and destruction throughout the streets of D.C., maybe throwing a couple Molotov cocktails into police vehicles. I mean, what's so frustrating about this is how cut and dry the double standard is. What's so frustrating about this is just how obvious the two-tiered system of justice here is. Like, do they really think they're fooling anybody with this? Are they? What do you think?
They are able to fool those who are open and willing to be fooled. I mean, there are some people who just need the justification for their already held beliefs. And so they see these sentences not as a political injustice, an outrage. They see it as reaffirming what they already believed. January 6th was on par with 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. I mean, when you have this political indoctrination coming from the highest up, Kamala Harris saying, you know, certain days will live in infamy. It was Pearl Harbor, 9/11, January 6th. And people believe it. And then despite all evidence, they believe it. And now they've got the convictions that will allow them to reaffirm that wrongly held belief in the first place. It's almost like some form of, you know, brainwashing, which we know that which we know there have been projects of. But it's brainwashing at a mass scale where you have the government working in tandem with the media to make sure that it's all the people here. But these sentences are an absolute outrage. And the headlines that try to spin them to make them seem like less of an outrage are like Orwellian Babylon B level madness. I think it was an NBC article that said Rhodes' main regret was having not brought firearms to January 6th. Like, oh, because the day after or a week later, he said, I wish I had brought some rifles. It would have been over then and there. How do you have seditious conspiracy to overthrow the government and think that you can convict someone of that where they didn't even bring firearms that they had and that, you know, that's how you're going to do it if that's what you're going to do? That, and you have intelligence, FBI, informants infiltrating these groups months in advance for both the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. And yet somehow they say we didn't know what was going to happen on January 6th. And yet it happened because we were understaffed because of COVID. Half as many police officers protecting the Capitol that there should have been. Informants and agents knowing of these plots for months on end. And somehow nobody can do anything. And it happens. What happens is, you know, bad, but not 9/11 bad. And anybody who makes that comparison has lost their mind or their soul or both. And it happens. And what a political convenience it happens. It gets 2 years of investigations. And now you got the convictions to ratify and legitimize the 2 years of bogus kangaroo committee investigations run by the bipartisan Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. It's all a joke. And people don't understand it, or they are unwilling to understand it. And my attempt is to make people understand it.
Well, and
passive,
this,
Well,
this might, you know, some legal minds might think this is a good tactic from the bench. Others may disagree and think it is bad for the legal system. But there's no doubt it happens. I mean, hell, it's happened to me when I was a younger man, where a judge will use a case to make an example to hopefully deter others from engaging in similar activity, right? And so maybe that's a little bit of what's going on here. But again, I can't buy that. I can't buy that because we watched in America, you watched in Canada, we watched in the year 2020, let's just use the 1 year alone in 2020, the summer of 2020, the George Floyd riots, 175 targets had to be shut down because of violence, $2 billion, more than $2 billion, the highest ever when it comes to insurance claims in property damage in the summer of 2020. So it's not like you have people from the bench trying to make a statement and deter future activity here, using cases as an example to try to deter future activity. If anything, the example was, okay, if you engage in violence as a group that's political, we're going to allow it. We're going to turn the other way, and we're going to give you a light sentence. That's what we saw all of 2020 with BLM and Antifa. So it's almost like If you were in that mindset on January 6th, you thought, hey, I watched Black Lives Matter and Antifa engaging in all of this violence. If I just show up and walk around not doing any violence, I should be okay.
You forgot one important thing also. Above and beyond the $2 billion in damage, dozens of people killed.
Yes.
Dozens.
Yes.
And actually killed, not like wrongly attributed to fire extinguishers to the head and it turns out to be natural causes, and you still have politicians repeating that egregious, shameful lie. Dozens. Whereas January 6th, who was killed? Ashley Babbitt, shot point blank by the Capitol Police guy. I don't need to mention his name. Roseanne Boyland, who might have been beaten to death by the police or knocked over and trampled to death. And then Brian Sicknick, who everyone said was killed by a group of Trump mob supporters when he allegedly, by all accounts and officially, died of a stroke and was never bludgeoned with any fire extinguisher. So they fabricate the deaths on the one side, or at least appropriate the deaths that they caused to be used against the people that they caused it against, and then ignore it in the other case. Whether or not that's a decent point, maybe they thought, you know, so long as we don't do anything bad, we'll be cool because they didn't go after the people who burnt down cities. Okay, you know, some would say the judge is trying to make an example of it. Some could get even more cynical and say the judge is trying to provoke the very reaction that they are purporting to punish right now with these outlandish, absolutely unjust sentences, excessive unjust sentences. Do this and then try to provoke an even bigger reaction so that you can come down even harder. You know, it's not an accident that Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, you know, it's talking about this radical white nationalism, white right-wing extremism being the greatest threat to America. And most people who know don't agree with them. But my goodness, you know, if you can't find the extremists, you can certainly try to provoke them or create them by handing down absolutely ludicrous sentences where people start to say, this is outrageous. And then you sort of build the extremists that you purport to be fighting.
Now, these aren't isolated incidents that we have in the justice system here. It's very prevalent. It's very overwhelming. Is there any sort of a historical case or precedent or action, let's say, that's been done to try to stop the politicization of the justice system in throughout world history? Has there ever been such a case of clear cut, like you said earlier, I completely agree, activism from the bench? What is the response to this? What can the American people do to try to right this?
This is where, you know, the difficulty becomes looking for the white pill and not the black pill or the doom pill, as they call it. You know, you have committees that go and they have their, you know, they have their hearings and they discover all sorts of wild information that 90% of the population are not watching anyhow because people have to live their lives and, you know, fight for their own survival economically and whatever. And then the 10% that watch it, you know, it fizzles out. Collective memory is very short. The solution is bottom up, top down. You know, the populist movement of making people aware, democratizing information and making people aware of the historical atrocities that the government has committed and how they might, you know, be doing something similar in real time. And once you can get people to understand this, I was on with Jimmy Dore and he said, look, you don't have to wake the sheep. You just have to gather the lions. And a lot of people say you don't need to wake everybody up, but you just need to wake enough people up or at least gather enough people to start talking and sensitize people to what's going on. That is the way it has to go. What is not the answer is violence for the reasons that we've seen for January 6th, for the Ottawa protests. If there's violence, the government, and it's the politically right type of violence, the right type, the government will weaponize it to go after its own citizens and use every tool it has available. I mean, they went after every single person that was at January 6th. They still don't know who leaked the Dobbs opinion from the Supreme Court. Hogwash.
Yeah, they won't even tell you who the pipe bomber was.
Oh, that story about the pipe bombs on Jan 6th or Jan 5th, that also, you know, slipped under the rug. Oh,
they can't find Q either. Right. They can't find Q, you know.
And 18 years for Rhodes, Ray Epps, he's a poor schmuck that everyone has to feel bad about. And it's a conspiracy theory to suggest that he might have done exactly what we saw he did on camera. But the issue is, even when there's not the violence that the government then weaponizes, they don't need it. You can look up in Canada. There could be the most peaceful protests on earth. And they will just fabricate the violence. They'll fabricate the extremism out of thin air, whole cloth. Just make it up. Get their media to run the nonsense. And enough people will be, you know, be convinced by the propaganda. But the way to change things, it's not going to be through violence because the government kind of actually wants that. I say Justin Trudeau wanted nothing more than a January 6th in Ottawa. He didn't get it. He still did what he wanted to do. It has to be bottom up, top down, a populist movement where politicians at the top start understanding nobody's going to put up with this anymore politically. And then it becomes cool politically to put an end to it.
Viva Fry, vivabarneslaw.locals.com, and your great podcast on Rumble as well. Thank you for joining us so much today.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
All right. Hey, you have a great weekend up there in Canada. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we now go into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bye. Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation.